W4BDR, W4DJW. Okay, it would appear that we are missing our net control operator again this evening, so we are going to have another automated net this evening, as much as nobody likes that. But we can't continue unsustainable net control operator usage going forward, so we will have to do an automated net this evening. If you would like to check into the net this evening, I'll give you 5 minutes, or between 5 and 10 minutes. We'll see if we have anybody still hanging around. By 5 or 10 after, we'll run the automated net. That gives everybody time right now to use the pre-net check-in to get logged into the net this evening. If you don't have access to a computer or you would like me to check you into the net, just let me know and I will check you into the net.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. I've already logged into the...
Okay, Greg, we do have you checked in. Appreciate that.
DJW, Kilo, Kilo 4, Golf, my
station. I got Kilo, Kilo 4, Golf, Oscar. You want me to check you into the net? I got Kilo, Kilo 4, Golf, Oscar. Would you like me to check you into the net?
Kilo 4, Golf, my station.
Okay, Rick, you want me to check you and Michelle and Lorena into the net?
Sure, I would appreciate it if you check us all in. Thanks for coming.
DJW, if you would please check in Kilo Kilo 4 Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo Charlie 4 Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Thank you, Dave, for standing tall. KK4JBQ 73.
Okay, Rick, I have you, Lorena, and Michelle checked in, and Larry, I've got you and your wife checked in, Donna, and Tom, you are checked in as well. Anybody else? Okay, we'll give it a couple extra minutes there to go. One thing you're going to notice, there are some modifications from suggestions that came out of Tuesday's automated net, and that was to let the repeater break for a couple of seconds every 10th station. So we're going to do that so that people that are using crossband repeat, it won't time out on them because a lot of people use crossband repeat. But we'll give it that's one thing that's a little bit different. You might notice other things. We are taking suggestions that will make it better. Unfortunately, this is our reality, and it will get better, but getting started with some new net control operators oftentimes has some bumpy roads. But It will get better in time. Anyone else need help checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net via the pre-net check-in this evening? Okay, we'll give it a couple more minutes, and then we'll kick off the net. This is W4DJW.
W4DJW, KO4HK.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Just so you know, I'm getting an internal server error when I try to log in on the web page or on my phone.
Yeah, I saw that too. I'll have to call them manually from the log file. I'll just call them out manually from the log file. It looks like we've found a limit to how many we can put in, and we'll address that after this net.
I'll do it that way. You don't have to.
I don't think we've got enough time this evening. I'm going to have to look at the log file directly in order to do it because you can't display them because evidently we've exceeded the boundaries of an array. I can look at them manually and see what was in there, but evidently the list is full, so we found the limits. There's no way for me to hand it over to you.
Well, I'm just trying to keep you from having to.
No problem. I'm going to go ahead and call it because I don't think we can get any more other people in there now. I think we're at our limits, so I'll go ahead and call it now. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight would have been automated, but it broke. I am a computer-generated voice, is what it would have said. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, the net's called nightly at 9 p.m. in the event of an emergency. It will be activated. Repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. In this automated net, we're going to be using this while we're experiencing insufficient quantity of net control operators. So we know the automation isn't good, and we know nobody likes it, but it's the lesser of two evils. You can use the pre-net check-in capability this evening. Evidently, we've discovered the limit of how many people can check in on the pre-net, so we'll have to take a look at that and expand that capability. What else do we have? We'll begin acknowledgement now of the stations that have checked in. I'm going to let it drop. Okay, recognizing the stations that have checked in so far, we have KC4PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. KF4CKT, John in Honeypath, South Carolina. KC4WGG, Patrick in Rome, Georgia. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. W4FCM, Fred in Travelers Rest. N4IEI, Miss Island, Travelers Rest. AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. W2AMD, Andrew in Simpsonville. KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. And KO4WTQ, Greg in Brunswick, Georgia. And we are going to let the repeater drop here for a second. NC9B, Leon in Hendersonville. KE4DXJ, Wendy in Hendersonville. KI4LZI, Andy in Table Rock. KG4PFI, Don, and KG4QLQ, Miss Linda in Piedmont. KQ4MSD, David in Sandy Springs. K4GAT, Mike in Simpsonville. KB2BYQ, David in Easley. KQ4ZWS, Christine in Travelers Rest. KC4W, Bill in Anderson, and we're going to let it drop again. KC4EZN, Harry in Candler, North Carolina. KR4ACR, Terry in Moore. KX4B, Tommy in Southern Greenville County. W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. KQ4QLG, Chris in Liberty. KM4MOQ, Michelle in Ware Shoals. KK4ONO, Lorena in Piedmont. KK4DMW, Rick in Piedmont. KC4MFK, Donna in Greer. KK4JBQ, Larry in Greer. And we're going to let it drop. KO4HKH, Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood, South Carolina. And evidently that is the extent of our capability of our pre-net check-ins that we have never exceeded the bounds of before. I can't delete a few now that they've been recognized and they're in the log. And we can see if there's any others that would like to check into the net before we close it out. Okay, I did remove a few of the log. If there is anyone else that would like to check in, it should be working again at this point in time. You can try it. If you would like me to check you in, you can request that I check you in as well. Okay, we're hearing nothing. We will now go to the closing of the automated net.
This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will not have the rag chew portion of the net as this is an automated net. Thanks for tuning in this evening. We had a total of 26 stations checking into the net this evening. I will be closing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net at this time. Please be sure to stop back by tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. where you'll find Patrick, KO4HKX, calling the net. I'm sure he will appreciate your patronage. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.
Thanks, Eddie. And that number was wrong. I had to purge some out so that we could get some others. And we had 32. And appreciate it, Eddie. We did have 32 check-ins. So I did have to purge a few of them out because we reached our limit. And it reported his report was not accurate because of that. W4DJW, clear. Go ahead, Jerry. KF4KCX, W4DJW. Go ahead, Jerry. Okay, Larry, Jerry, I'll add you to the log. I didn't get much of what you were saying. It's picket fencing. Really bad. So I only got a few syllables, but I'll go ahead and check you into the net this evening. Appreciate that. That was much better. Whatever. If you bumped up power, it worked.
And the wind is started blowing.
Okay, well, you're sounding fine now. 10-3, W4DJW, clear.
W4DJW, Mr. W. Poetic, I'm around if all this stuff straightened out, over.
Yeah, hopefully. We had another net control operator lined up for tonight, but evidently he's not in the rhythm yet. Evidently he must have forgot. I know it's probably either I just slipped his mind or he got busy with something else. But we do have other net control operators lined up, Eddie. It's just going to be a little bumpy until we get there.
I know sometimes I don't understand whoever's calling in. I don't call in. I listen to all, usually every one, but don't call in. And if we see you tomorrow night, I hope.
Yeah, Eddie, we had a I have to do the monthly section report for our net. I have to turn into the section manager for the ARRL. And when I assembled the report for the section manager for March, we had one net control operator called it 10 times, the net, and another one called it 7 times. And we just can't, that's just a really, really bad practice, right? We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to have automated nets to fill in for missing net control operators instead of getting a single net control operator to call the net 10 times in 1 month. We'll lose all of our net control operators if we start doing that.
We let you go. If we can't talk or don't know what to say. Being 100 years old is and having 71 years, I believe, around. I've been around for quite a while now.
And we do appreciate you being on our net, Eddie. I think we all look forward to being able to do what you've been able to do. And probably will be a very small percentage of us that make it as far as you have made it. But we're proud of you, and we appreciate having you on our net.
Okay, I take it in very good. And if I pass it off to down the line, I do. By the way, I work for a newspaper for 60, 70 years. I don't know. It's shop side. Hot type, cold type, and all that good stuff. Down in Whiteville, North Carolina. So, W4DJW,
okay, Eddie, you have a good evening, too. Enjoy the rest of the evening, and enjoy tomorrow. Maybe we'll catch you on here tomorrow night. W4NTQ, W4DJW, clear.
YQK.
Well, hello, YQK. Are you at your home QTH getting into the repeater?
The Icon 705 sitting here in the kitchen to get in there.
Well, it sounds good. You got a good antenna?
Antenna connected to it. It's one that I was using with the Corvette. I got it installed on the Icon.
Okay. Well, it sounds good. It sounds like you're in a big room.
So it is kind of echoey in the kitchen here.
Well, that's a good mic you got there.
Radio, I'll be installing in the motorhome for when I go out west here soon. I'll be doing some POTA and HF and VHF.
How long till you get to do that? How many more years or months until retirement, or years and months until retirement?
November 1st, but I might go a little early, you know how it is.
Yeah, I know. My wife's wanting to go in 2 years, but I don't know. She may not make it two more years.
I find the closer I get to it, the little things kind of set me off there, like looking at some code and stuff like that, like extremely bloated, 65,000 files, looking at 3,000 lines of code in one file, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I can tell you, though, I felt the same way when I was getting ready to retire. It was like, sure, will be nice when I don't have to put up with this anymore. But then, you know, after you retire, you're like, now, wait a minute. You will miss it once you're gone.
To open source ham radio.
That's what works for me. You pick up a little project, it keeps your mind off of it, and you keep right on going. Never miss a beat.
I invite to open source the other day in an email. This is KJ4YQK. So I'll probably follow up on that. Did you hear why it went down with me to Orlando Ham Fest?
Yeah, I believe you were texting me about that while you were down there. I think, didn't you send me some photos or something? You sent me something from down there. I can't remember. Did they have that new Kenwood radio down there?
The poster for the new Kenwood. You talk about the new Kenwood mobile?
Yeah, affirmative. That's the one. They said it was going to come out mid-year this year, I think.
In person, I saw the poster, you know, the marketing material for it. I was looking for the Yaesu, and when I didn't see the Yaesu QRP, I went ahead and bought the Icon, figuring that Yaesu's probably vaporware.
Yeah, I'm going to wait on that Kenwood to come out. Hopefully there won't be any tariffs between us and Japan. I think Kenwood is Japan, right?
Japan's negotiating now, so there shouldn't be any big tariffs.
Yeah, I'm waiting for that one to come out. I think it's sticker shock that's going to be pretty severe. Even without tariffs, I think it's going to be severe.
Our components are through the roof right now for building stuff. So, yeah, it will be a sticker shock. You know, this Icon 705 is about $1,350, and you would expect that to come down below $1,000 after it came out. But the inflation has drove the radios up.
W4DJW, I was looking at that 991A. I had the PDF file pulled up on it, and it looks pretty nice. I don't think you can send full set of commands through the serial port, though. That's what I'm looking for. It's another. Right now, the only radios you can do that with are a D710, a TS2000, a D700, and I'm hoping that new Kenwood that comes out, I'm hoping it has the ability to do that, because if it doesn't, there are no radios in production that you can send the full command set. Everything you can do through the menu on a Kenwood, you can do it through the serial port on those three radios, the 700, the 710, and the 2000. No other radio has that capability.
Would follow through with it. I'd get one if they follow through with it. And I'm still experimenting with the Icon here. I have not tried their digital mode yet. That's what they call their digital mode. But I still use the Yaesu Fusion. And I'll try the Icon digital out on this radio here. I think it goes straight to my Wi-Fi network with it.
Yeah, that's probably D-Star if it's Icon. Have you used the programming interface on the newer Flexes? Do they have, you know, the older Flex rate, the 5000s, they had a pretty thorough command set. And if you had the UHF, VHF module, you could almost do on a Flex what you can do with a Kenwood, with those three models of Kenwood. You could almost do it, but not quite. Have you checked out the newer Flexes to see if they've expanded that or if they took it away?
Yeah, library for the new Flex for Smart SDR. As a matter of fact, my Flex 6400 went down. I had to send back to the factory. So I was using the Icon 705 connecting via Wi-Fi, and I really see how well Flex is after going without the Flex for a couple of weeks. With Smart SDR, I really missed it.
Yeah, it's hard to go backwards. I know. When I started using that 5000, I didn't even want to use any other radio. I just wanted to use that radio, and that was it. For UHF or VHF, any of it, didn't matter. It was just so convenient. I could just do almost anything I wanted to do with it, but there were a few things I couldn't do with it that I could do with Kenwood radios. So I was just curious. So they have a full API that lets you... one other question, have they come out with a VHF UHF module yet for the 6000 series?
Series now. They did away with 6000 series because of parts and stuff on the architecture. So they're doing an 8000, and I have not seen a VHF UHF yet. I'm thinking about taking my 2 meter transverter. I think I might use that with my 6400.
Yeah, I remember you doing that before. Basically, it's something like that they put in the 5000. It was just always there and automated, built into the system. It wasn't something you had to set up. But it was nice. I used it a lot. My 5000 still works. It requires a FireWire. And FireWire protocol, they've just let that protocol go to pot. I do have a spare server now that I didn't have before that's not running anything else on it, and I could remote access into it. So I could use that that one again. I just haven't got around to it yet. Might do that one day. I don't know. Anyway, I got to take a look at this pre-net check-ins. We exceeded the boundaries of an array somewhere. I got to find out where it is so that doesn't happen again. But anyway, good talking to you. Take care. KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
Dave, we'll talk to you later, and I'll let you know since I push that button for retirement there, and we'll see you 6 weeks from now. It's KJ4YQK. We'll be clear.